And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Voices from the Grid, the first annual Power Ranger Draft. I'm Michael Lindenbaum, being joined by our Pink Ranger.
The sassy snaps don't work when we're doing an audio podcast.
And it doesn't matter because it made you laugh.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's your Pink Ranger Ben and your Red Ranger Sasha.
Hello.
And of course, our Yellow Ranger, Brian Massey.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
So
I don't know why they're arguing.
Because we just get sassy right off the bat. That's why.
Because Ben just likes to nitpick.
Not nitpicking.
Pointing out facts. But, ladies and gentlemen,
this is your nits.
But anyways, this is the first annual Power Ranger draft. But once a year, we'll be doing a draft where we'll be picking Power Ranger teams and eventually maybe even a villain team. So with that, the draft will have four brands, and the rules will be listed as such. After much deliberation, the first pick will be going to Brian. The official order will go as follows. Brian, followed by Ben, followed by Sasha, and me taking up the rear. This is a common theme for any draft.
Are we still doing phrasing?
Yes.
Okay.
And anyone who has listened to any other draft that Ben and I have done together, I always pick last for whatever reason. All four brands will make a total of six picks each. Only one iteration of each Power Ranger can exist in the universe. However, we have a couple exceptions. Number one is, however, whoever selects MMPR Green Ranger, Tommy Oliver, will be allowed
to make seven picks.
Well, yeah, seven picks with the mentor. I was going to get to that.
Okay.
Six Ranger picks.
Okay.
Whoever selects MMPR Green Ranger Tommy Oliver will be allowed to graduate him to MMPR White Ranger Tommy Oliver. However, if Tommy Oliver is MMPR White is selected, then that will be the only version that can exist of Tommy Oliver. The same goes for Zeo Red Tommy, Turbo Red Tommy, or Dino Thunder Black Tommy. Only one version of Tommy Oliver is allowed to exist.
And if Tommy is drafted as a ranger, he cannot be drafted as a mentor.
Exactly. Another exception is also Bridge from SPD, because he starts off as the Green Ranger, then graduates to Blue Ranger, so that will be allowed. But if he is drafted as the Blue Ranger, he cannot go backwards. Power Rangers from the TV series will be the only Rangers eligible to be selected. So no comic books, no movies, none of that. It is strictly the TV show itself.
As it should be.
Anyone who does not get drafted will be entered into the second annual Power Ranger draft, which will be done sometime in the year 2021.
So we can't draft any of these people next time?
The ones that you draft this time will not be eligible for the next one, because you'll be adding on, because you'll be adding another team amongst your team.
Okay.
Well, we have time to figure it out later.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah. Well, after the rosters are drafted, the commissioners will then pick their Ranger team mentors. See, that was the last thing of the rules right there.
Just so, and we're doing the sixth Ranger squad as a separate round, right?
Yes. So the first five rounds will be like your five Rangers.
First come, first served.
First, yep. So with that,
do you want to explain the color?
Yes. So for colors, everyone will select a Red Ranger, a Yellow Ranger, a Blue Ranger, a Pink / White Ranger, because certain series did a White Ranger over a Pink Ranger, and then a Black / Green Ranger, because obviously certain seasons did a Green over a Black Ranger. Six Ranger can be any of the colors, because obviously there is like a Red Ranger or a Green Ranger that happened to be a Six Ranger. Can't help that. That's just how it is. And then the mentor is...
We have a very specific pool of people that we can pull for Sixth Ranger, and a very specific pool of people we can pull for mentor.
Whereas for the five Rangers, it's pretty wide open.
Yeah.
So with that, enough chitter chatter. Brian, you're on the board. You get the first pick.
All right. I get to pick, and I'm going to go with Red as my first pick. Mm-hmm. And I think my first draft is going to be not Jason. It's going to be Andros from In Space.
Andros.
Yeah.
Sasha, I hate you. Mad.
That's okay. I'm more mad that I just lost my pen, that I can't cross them out now, but that's fine.
If only there was someone that was maintaining a
draft board. Well, it's maintaining for me. I don't care. I don't get to see Mike's draft board. It's fine.
What draft board?
Whatever. Who's next?
Ben's up next.
That would be me. And as such, with the first round, I have decided to take my Blue Ranger.
Don't say it.
At which point I choose Bridge Carson from SPD.
I hate you both. I hate you both.
Sasha, you're up next.
I'm going to beat Brian and Ben together with something sharp.
Some men pay for that.
Okay. I'm going to pick. So to start things off, I'm going to pick my Pink Ranger.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
And I pick Jen from Time Force.
Ah! All right. Hey. All right. All right.
All right.
We're playing dirty in the first round. I like it.
I'm going to let Ben put in the pick on the board. So, team Grid Ranger, round one, selects its Black Ranger, Adam Park.
Good pick.
Good pick.
I'm just going to say MMPR.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the MMPR Black Ranger.
All right, Brian, we're back around to you.
All right. I feel like, all right, let's see. Do we have to get, just wanted a clarification on the rules real fast. Yep. Do we have to pick the first, like the initial five first, and then we get a sixth ranger mentors?
The sixth ranger is its own round. The mentor is its own round.
Well, in that case, then, I think I'm going to pick my Pink Ranger, and it's going to be Cat from Zeo.
Cat. Ooh.
Brian, did you say Cam?
No, Cat.
Cat.
From Zeo. Cat.
Oh, Zeo. Okay.
See, Brian's going for the pretty squad.
Oh, Ranger.
He is. He's creating his own team pretty.
Over there. All right, let's see here.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Where do I want to go next? So I just want to, I also want to point out, I've given myself some additional restrictions. I'm only drafting from seasons I've seen.
That's fair.
Because it doesn't seem fair. Like I don't know the characters well enough otherwise. And I'm trying to not draft characters from the same season. So no two things from SPD, no two things from whatever I pick next, right? As such, check here. I think I'm going to draft my Yellow Ranger next. And in the second round, Team Awesome Source Incorporated is going to go to Ninja Storm and draft Dustin Brooks, the Yellow Wind Ranger.
All right. Interesting choice.
Good pick.
Oh, man. I don't know where to go. You guys are taking a lot of good Rangers off my list here, but...
Let me update the thing here for 1 second.
So well, she's still struggling, so you have enough time anyways. So.
Well, not that much. I think that I will draft my Red Ranger, since I have not done that yet.
Yep.
And I am not limited by the rules that Ben has set himself up with. Therefore, I'm picking Wes. Because
are you just drafting all the Time Force?
No, I am not. I am not. I promise. Well, you still bridge for me, so shush.
Like you didn't see that coming.
I saw it coming. I'm still annoyed. But that does... I have a list of, like, you know, the way that I did it is, like, I have every color laid out, and then I have, like, my top four or five.
That's what I've done.
Color. So the funny thing is, though, Andros was at the bottom of my list when Brian picked him. So it was no loss there. But I also would have picked Bridge for a Blue Ranger. So kudos to you, Ben.
I was going to pick him as Red Ranger originally, but then I had another idea.
Me too. Me too. All right, Mike.
All right. Team Grid Ranger selects from Ninja Storm as well.
Ooh.
The Blue Wind Ranger, Tori Hansen.
Tori! She was nice. She was my second choice for Blue Ranger.
Mine too!
Actually, she was my first choice for Blue Ranger.
Tori Hansen.
Let's see here.
Ninja Storm is a very underrated season.
It really is.
It is, though.
All right, Brian. Who you got in round three?
I'm thinking here. Give me a second. All right. So, Team the Sentai is better.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to come up with a cute name for my team, I guess. I don't know. For my Yellow Ranger, I'm going to go with the OG
Trini. You went incredibly Megatron on us there, dude. Can you repeat that?
I think he said Trini.
Trini for your Yellow Ranger?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm choosing Trini from MMPR. Yes.
Trini Kwan.
He really is going for Team Pretty.
Hey, everybody has their strategy, okay? All right, Ben.
Ooh. Where do I go next? Drafting strategy.
Team Pretty Sentai Makeup Ranger.
There you go. There you go.
You'll have to give me that again later. I've only got the Sentai's better written in for your team name right now. This is... Who do I draft next?
Batman.
You don't have a Red Ranger yet.
I don't have a Red Ranger yet. However... Two of the people that I'm drafting have already drafted their Red Rangers. So I'm not at risk of losing a Red Ranger as much as I am losing another color.
That's true. So maybe you should pick somebody from a color you're not afraid to lose. Or you are afraid to lose, I should say.
In that case, I am going to draft my... Pink Ranger.
Ooh.
And for my Pink Ranger, I draft Vida Rocca from Mystic Force.
I had you narrowed down to two different Pink Rangers.
Which, if you ever heard me talk about Mystic Force, might come as a bit of a surprise.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. I am currently debating whether I want to draft my blue or my green/black ranger. Because I have my pink and red.
Just to give you a bit of a hint, only one person has picked a black/green ranger so far, but two people have picked blue rangers.
Good to know. In which case, thank you. I will go with my green and black ranger. And I am also going to Ninja Storm. And I pick Cam.
Cam's a sixth ranger.
Cam's a sixth ranger.
Dang it! Ah, you're killing me. All right, fine.
Killing me, Smalls.
You
got Xander.
Right. I don't want Xander. I had a very specific strategy that you guys just annihilated, but I guess, you know, all is not lost, though I just now gave
is it
away
everyone,
my...
everyone with three-letter names? Cam, Jen, Wes.
actually... Yeah, a little bit, but it's funny because I have other names on this list, which did also include Trip from Time Force, but I figure I have enough Time Force Rangers.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I am going to go to I'm going to go a different route, and I'm going to pick Dylan from Power Rangers RPM.
Ooh. I don't know Dylan's surname.
Our broody Black Ranger. They are in what is now forever titled Sasha's Amazing Squad. So there you go.
Sasha's Amazing Squad.
Team Grid Ranger selects.
Hang on.
Oh, I put a T.
E-Y-L-A-N.
Yeah, it could be fixed later.
Go ahead.
Grid Ranger.
Team Grid Ranger selects with its third pick from Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers, also known as the Octation Rangers.
Yeah, the Accretion Rangers.
Delphine, the White Ranger of Alcatar.
Ooh, very nice.
And that's obviously my pink White Ranger selection.
Yep.
Interesting choice.
Pink is the first one to have all four selected.
Wait, did Brian pick his pink ranger already? Oh, yeah, yes, he did, because he picked Cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, it is back to you then, Brian.
All right, so for my green or black ranger,
you are lagging out, man. You are lagging
Team
out.
Team Sentai picks Jake from, I'm going to pick Jake from Mega and Super Mega Force.
Ooh.
Interesting choice.
So you're doing the Mega Force version or the Super Mega Force version?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Doesn't really matter.
It does because it depends on the suit he wears.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. There's a reasonable explanation for that.
All right, Ben, it's all on you now.
All right. I think I don't have to worry about my Green Ranger yet because everyone else has chosen their Black Ranger. Black or Green Ranger. I think that means I've got to take my Red Ranger this round because I know that Mike hasn't selected his Red Ranger yet. In which case, my team... I know I called them Awesome Source Incorporated earlier, but that's not their name. I haven't come up with a name yet. We're taking a visit to the Animarium, and I'm drafting Cole Evans from Wild Force.
Surprising choice, Ben, from you, but
really?
We had you pegged down as picking Everyone Carter.
Everyone thought I was going to get Carter, right?
Little bit, not gonna lie, but I glad you're keeping us on our toes.
The thing is Carter doesn't fit my theme.
Fair.
Carter doesn't fit my theme, so. All right, Sasha, what you got for us, girl?
So I think it's time for me to pick the brains of the operation.
Are you drafting me?
In your dreams only. I think that my team has some pretty strong candidates, but I think it needs a very intelligent Blue Ranger, in which case I'm going to pick one of my favorite tech Rangers is Ethan from Dino Thunder.
Saw that coming a mile off.
Ethan from
Dino Thunder.
All right.
Fun fact, Connor was my second choice for Red Ranger. So.
Connor would also have been an excellent choice for Red Ranger. Funny enough, he did not make my list.
All right. Tim Grid Ranger, fourth round selection. Also from Dino Thunder, Kira Ford.
I knew somebody was going to take Kira. Good choice.
Kira.
All right, so I guess it's my turn for
To pick your Blue Ranger here, Brian.
Yep. Why not? Screw it. I'm picking Billy from MMPR.
Billy.
I need some brains.
And you've got Billy and Trini, so they're a pretty good team together, so that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ben, who do you have left to pick?
My black stroke Green Ranger. Any predictions?
What's that doing to green?
Huh? Mine's either going to be black or green.
Hmm.
Anyone want to predict where I'm going?
No.
All right. Then with the fifth pick, Team Buttered Toast, as I've decided they're called.
That's fine.
We're going, because everyone else is going Black Ranger. I'm going Green Ranger, and I'm choosing Trip from Time Force.
Nice. Trip is a good choice. He was also on my list. So I only have a Yellow Ranger, and yes, Sasha's awesome squad had a very difficult time choosing Yellow Rangers because there's so many amazing Yellow Rangers.
Yeah.
In which case, I think given the theme that I have a, it's interesting. There's a couple of different directions I can take it. I can draft another person from a similar team and kind of keep that like tag team going, which I think would be really interesting and kind of different. But mm-hmm. I think I need someone who is kind of mellow to balance out some of the hot, to at least like one hothead I have on the team. Therefore, I am picking Lily this round from Power Rangers Jungle Fury.
I have not seen Jungle. I have not seen Jungle Fury. I'm not going to lie.
I know you have not. I think you will find it interesting.
Oh, I am super excited to watch it.
But you got to get there.
Yeah, I got to get through Overdrive first. Which leaves the final draft of the main thing, with Team Grid Ranger being forced to select a Red Ranger.
And this is specific. Super Mega Force, Troy Burrows.
Who?
Troy from Super Mega Force. I want Super Mega Force on purpose.
Just so you can get all the Ranger keys.
Yeah, damn right. Share it out with the others, and then they can go, hell yeah.
All right, so just to recap, Mike, Brian, do you want to go over your roster as it stands?
Yeah. Yes. My roster is Red, Andros from In Space, Yellow, Trini from MMPR, Blue, Billy from MMPR, Pink is Cat from Zeo, and my green slash black ranger is Jake from Super Mega Force.
All right, for me, my red ranger is
Cole
Evans from Wild Force. My yellow ranger is Dustin Brooks from Wildstorm. My blue ranger is Bridge Carson from SPD. My pink ranger is Vita Rocca from Mystic Force. And my green ranger is Trip from Time Force.
Nice. I think it's interesting looking at all this together and like Mike and Ben all have rangers from different squads. So there's no overlap. And then Brian and I have like two rangers from the same squad. And then Brian and Mike have like some unusual picks, we shall say. But anyway, my Red Ranger is Wes from Time Force, of course. We have my Yellow Ranger, Lily from Jungle Fury. Blue Ranger is Ethan from Dino Thunder. My Pink Ranger is Jen Scott from Time Force. And my Black Ranger is Dylan from RPM.
Yep, and then for Team Grid Ranger, we have Troy from Super Mega Force, Kira from Dino Thunder, Tori Hansen from Ninja Storm, Delphine from the Alien Rangers, and Adam Park from MMPR.
All right, so we're into our sixth ranger pool. Brian, who are you taking as your sixth ranger?
For my sixth ranger, and this, I'm doing this mainly because I love the Sentai counterpart, and I love the juxtaposition between the two. I'm going with Orion from Super Mega Force because I love Guy Ikari so much. And also, Orion's pretty silly too, but I also really like I like his story too, so I'm going with Orion.
Orion from Super Mega Force.
Yeah.
All right, so I had to think long and hard about this one. And as my sixth ranger, I can't believe I'm about to do this. Team Buttered Toast.
No.
Wait a minute.
This is going to be a swerve. I could feel it.
He's going to pick Tizon from Operation Overdrive.
I know. It was a swerve.
Did you get that far?
Nope. I have seen one episode of Operation Overdrive.
Tizon is like the most tolerable Overdrive Ranger, so I'll give you that. I kind of spoiled my pick earlier.
No!
Yeah, I know. Super shocking. But I have to go with Cam. I like having brains and brawn together. So I pick Cam from Ninja Storm as my sixth ranger.
Ninja Storm representing hard.
Yep.
A good season.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Team Grid Ranger selects as its sixth ranger from Time Force, the Quantum Ranger, Eric Myers.
So you've gone
for Time Force representing too. You realize that like there's only two rangers that haven't been picked from Time Force.
Eric.
With a K. Myers, Eric. I think.
Yeah, Eric Myers, yeah. And it's Eric with a C, not a K.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was Eric with a K.
I just finished writing the Time Force column. I'm well aware of how to spell Eric's name.
And I just finished putting it into WordPress, yeah. So it's ready to go.
All right.
Which means
so we're mentors. Into the mentor round.
All right.
What you got, Brian?
Oh, with mentors. I am going to pick arguably one of my favorites. I'm going to go with, from SPD, Doggy Krueger.
So, yes. The moment we suggested this draft, I was like, you know, he's going to select Doggy Krueger, right? Oh, hello, Doggy.
Hey, Doggy, Doggy.
Right, so
mentors are hard, I think, just because
have like three choices here.
I have a few myself, but it's interesting figuring out like who fits with the team as well, now that you can see who you actually have.
I have three choices based off of my team.
Right. So you'll notice when I said my restrictions that I was going to pick my Rangers from seasons that I've watched, but right. Not my mentor.
Okay.
As such, as the mentor for Team Buttered Toast, I choose RJ from Jungle Fury.
Would you?
Did I steal your thunder there a bit?
I had a list of like three mentors, but I actually just came up with a fourth one, and I think he fits my current roster a lot better.
Okay.
Given who he is as a character, and given the team that I have assembled here. Therefore, I am choosing my mentor to be Captain Mitchell from
Captain from Mitchell Lightspeed would kill Rescue. All of these people.
No, actually, yes and no. I think that like these range. I think him and Jen have similar personalities in a lot of ways, but I also think that this team doesn't strictly need a mentor.
Mm.
I think they need someone who can assist them in a military-like capacity. It was a toss-up between another person, another mentor that is also not really a mentor, quote-unquote, but more
we
like
can discuss this, like, afterwards. Let's get the draft in first.
Yeah. So you did Captain Mitchell.
I did.
All right. So kind of same deal. You look at my team. You see who I have. I have a bunch of leaders. Who's got to keep them in line? She actually took the top pick that I was going to choose, which would be Captain Mitchell. Which leads me down to my other two options. And with that said, Team Grid Ranger selects as its mentor Sensei Watanabe from Ninja Storm.
He was my second choice.
Sensei was a good choice. He's a decent mentor.
I'll unveil who the third choice was in a moment. Because okay. Captain Mitchell was first.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about like themes and stuff that we came up with? Other choices that we had? What we liked people like?
So,
Brian, what kind of theme were you going for other than all the pretty ones?
That was not my intention going in. And I mean, you know, I don't know. My whole thing was I wanted a well-rounded team. I wanted people I was familiar with. I wanted to be like somebody who was like pretty good and like really.
You're going to have to repeat all of this because you're Megatroning.
Sorry. I kind of was just trying to go for a well-rounded team. I did have some different picks.
Was there anyone
for instance, that was taken away?
Was there anyone that's taken away from you that you really
Jen wanted? Was,
Jen? Brian's just lost to the ether at this point.
Yeah.
We need to for season two
as well, and that
Brian internet that isn't two hands on a piece of string.
Yeah. So with that said, Brian is definitely lost in the grid at this
Sasha, point. Sasha, what was your theme?
So it was interesting because sure. I was going to go for kind of like a little bit more of like a military, not like a military, but like professional Rangers in a way. Mm-hmm. So like my initial pick for leader was actually really not going to be Andros. It really was going to be Wes and Jen and Bridge. Those were like my top three picks. Mm-hmm. After that, I was actually leaning more towards RPM with like Dylan and Summer. I will say you did take Adam from me because I really wanted him as my Black Ranger, Mike, just because I like this kind of ties back to like the crossover that happens in Overdrive, not to spoil too much for you, Ben, but yeah,
don't care.
The Rangers that were picked, yeah, they were from each season that had been in the Disney era, but the characters I think meshed well together for a couple of reasons. And so I like that they were all really good qualified Rangers or became good qualified Rangers over the course of their series. And so, but then kind of, as I got Wes and Jen and Dylan, I started seeing that I was having like more like strong type characters who are kind of brawlers. So I was going to see like, maybe I needed someone to balance it out. So I took Ethan because Ethan is brains and he's adorable. So that kind of helps. And I also picked Lily because Lily is a very calm character. I think she adds a little bit of heart to this team, whereas Jen is very much like the obvious leader of this team. So you need someone, I think it would be. So I like Lily here. I think she balances it out. And obviously Cam to add brains and just a little bit of silliness with his electric guitar. So...
yeah, so for me, I'm actually going to confess. I got my 100% first choice lineup. Like, no one was taken from me. This is exactly the team that I wanted. Because I wanted to draft the most idiosyncratic team I possibly could. Everyone on this team is weird. everyone. Cole's weird. Dustin, yeah. The spacey one. Bridge is Bridge. Vida, she... If you watch Mystic Force, she has this very feral edge to her. Like, there's that moment when she uses her magic for the first time. She's like, I was a whirlwind. Vida, like, and she's like this berserker. She's ready to like wreck things. It's great. Trip is just Trip. He's an alien that can read brains. He doesn't get being. And Tizon is just, he doesn't get social norms. He's just kind of out there. He's weird. And then RJ, from everything I've read, is kind of does things his own way as well.
So yeah, he's very unorthodox. Yeah,
I wanted a team of Rangers that was utterly unorthodox.
I also kind of like the fact that they all have abilities outside of like their Ranger suits that all kind of complement each other in some ways.
Yeah, like Cole can like read things, intentions, and Dustin has his ninja powers, and Bridges, like he feels the emotions, and Vida has magic, and Trip can read emotions, and Tizon is a
turn into Mercury,
I think. And RJ, I don't know what RJ's civilian power is, but
he doesn't actually have a civilian power.
He can cook amazing pizza.
Yes, he can. That is a superpower.
Yeah. So I just kind of went with, I wanted to make the weirdest, most idiosyncratic, most... like, the other thing I was thinking about doing is putting a really uptight mentor with them and just watch. I was tempted to draft Tommy as my mentor just to watch Tommy suffer through those five.
That would have been those great. Those
six Rangers.
But yeah. I think RJ works better for the team because he can be very strict, but he has his reason for it.
Yeah, and I think he would be the mentor best suited to deal with so many weird personalities and get the best out of them. Yes. As for Brian, I really liked a couple of his picks. I mean, I like getting Billy and Trini as a pair was great.
You kind of can't have a Power Ranger team with Billy in a way without Trini.
Agreed.
I would disagree. There are definitely Rangers later on in the series that are just as smart as Billy ever was. They just don't speak like an idiot.
Fair.
I'm very proud to be the only person that doesn't have two people off the same team. I'm the only team that hasn't doubled up.
Sasha ruined that for me.
How did I do that?
The Captain Mitchell pick.
Quite happy to be Captain Highlander over here.
So, not gonna lie,
Go ahead, Sasha.
I was gonna say I almost did like the girl thing. You just had two couples as Rangers. Because I almost did Ethan and Summer and then Wes and Jen. And then I was like, maybe I should pick somebody to balance them all out a little bit more. And I was like, Ethan, all right, let's do Lily. Summer? Dylan and Summer.
Okay.
They're both from RPM. So, but I'm pretty happy with my team overall. I think it's a good, it would be really cool to see all these people interacting with each other.
I just don't think Cam would work well with that squad.
I think that's part of the challenge for him because I think he's a character that I think needs that kind of squad, at least for a little bit. Because there were times where the Ninja Storm Rangers were a little too goofy and were maybe not and didn't always treat Cam the best. Like,
that's the thing is I don't think the goofy part is the problem. Like, between Wes and Jen and Dylan, they are super serious.
They are, but then they also need a little bit of silliness, which you get from Lily and Cam. So it does balance out a little bit. But I'm happy overall with my team. I think if I were to make any changes, it would be to maybe pick somebody from a slightly goofier season, but I don't, maybe Chip.
There is not
Chip would have been funny.
Season than Ninja Storm.
Chip would have been fun to put in with Cam, but
Cam would stab him.
I don't think so. If he could tolerate Dustin, he could tolerate Chip.
No, but like Dustin's idiosyncrasies are that he's like forgetful and spacey. Chip is just annoying.
See, I don't think he is. That's the thing. But I like Lily that she's kind of like a sensitive person and she's very empathetic naturally. And so I could see her keeping everybody else calm and in line. And like Jen has her moments. I think we don't really know what Jen's character development would be like over the years. I think she would have mellowed out a little bit. I'm pretty happy with my team, but I honestly, I gotta say, Mike, I just can't picture anybody not murdering Troy in your team. Kira alone would murder him.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Who was the first pick again?
Andros.
No, my team.
Adam.
Yeah. If you look at the people who were picked on this team, you know, there's stability there. And what I wanted to do was originally draft Captain Mitchell.
Because you drafted like 3/5 of the Overdrive crossover.
I did?
Yeah.
Adam and Kira and Tori, yeah. Nice catch, Ben.
I didn't even catch on to that one. I was just drafting for the sake of drafting. I wasn't paying attention to that. But, all right, but you have stability, and I know people are going to look at Troy as the weak link. If you take the mentor spine and you fill that with a Gosei or a Zordon or a Demetra or somebody in a tube, Troy doesn't work. But if you actually have somebody like a Captain Mitchell or a Sensei Watanabe, even as the guinea pig, you know, you might be able to actually get more out of Troy, especially
keyword
with
being might.
But here's the thing, though. Having people like an Adam Park, who many would consider one of the best Power Rangers in the history of Power Rangers, acting as a way also as a mentor to Troy and actually being the leader of the team, Troy now doesn't have to worry about being a leader. Troy just has to be a piece of the puzzle instead. And that's why I did that. But like,
you can have all the senseis and mentors that you like. Doesn't stop the guy being a douchebag.
I guess if this is like Troy when he first becomes a Ranger and this is the team he gets thrown into, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But I honestly, I can't. Like, I think he would get murdered pretty quickly. Yeah. Like, Adam would take pity on him after a while, but still, this would be a very brutal
honestly, I could see Delphine taking pity on him, too.
Delphine just shipping him off to another planet. Like, let's just get a new Red Ranger.
Blasting off again!
Overall, though...
Yeah.
Let me finish up my point. Overall, though, I like the team. I like the idea of having Adam as the actual leader of this team.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In a way, when you look at it, you could almost have a chain of command on this team, because it would be Adam, followed by possibly, I would say, Tori, then Delphine.
You think Eric is following anyone's orders? You're crazy.
Oh, I anticipate Eric to not follow anybody's orders. He's just going to do his own thing, just like in Time Force. But when you look at the key five, the main five, you could see like there's a legitimate like chain of command to that group. And if I had Captain Mitchell, that would have probably worked a lot better than that. But the third option that I had for mentor was actually Tommy Oliver.
I was about to say, no one drafted Tommy.
Thank God.
That's why I actually paused for a moment, because I almost flipped over the Tommy for a moment. But I decided to go with Sensei Watanabe, because when you look at Sensei, he actually is possibly one of the most insightful mentors in all of Power Rangers. I mean, when you look at Captain Mitch,
is complete complete nonsense.
Well, it's also a kid's show. We're adults talking about a kid's show at the same time. But like, when you look at Captain Mitchell, Captain Mitchell gives really good insights on things too, especially like, you know, when he's trying to convince Carter to take a day off, you know, so, yeah.
So Team Sentai is better. I don't know, at least, I don't know two of your picks of Jake and Orion. Right, I don't know anything about them.
Don't worry. Right,
but I think the other people you've got assembled would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kat, Billy, Trini, and Andros, and then right. Cody would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Team Sasha, Amazing Squid. It's too many alpha personalities for me.
See, Dylan comes off as an alpha personality and he is hot-headed, but he's really not. And one of the reasons that I picked him was because I think he's a very strong character, but he is also the kind of person that really needs someone to look up to and needs someone to kind of mentor him. Because let's be real, he didn't have time to get mentored during RPM. Yeah. And Dr. K, bless her heart, like, she's not a great mentor in a emotional sense. And I think he needs that. And Captain Mitchell, while being a very strong military, you know, Navy
is
man.
Is Captain Mitchell the dad of Power Rangers?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I think he is.
I think he can, like, dad around a little bit. It would be kind of fun to see that. So I get what you're saying, Ben, but there was some thought put into this.
And my, I just, Mike, I like your draft. I love the out of left field Delphine pick. However, you picked 1, 2, 3 of your 6 Rangers. 4 of them are technically team leaders. Like, Delphine's the leader. Adam, you're saying you want to lead your team.
Yep.
Eric led the Silver Guardians forever and didn't listen to anyone. And Troy was the leader of the Mega Force. So it's like you picked 4 leaders. What was arguably the leader of Dino Thunder, if you actually watched the season.
Yeah. Kira really was.
I love her.
Flory, who was probably the only member of Dino Thunder that had her brain screwed on properly.
Ninja Storm, but yes.
Ninja Storm, sorry. And then a guinea pig.
We love the guinea pig.
The guinea pig was very nearly mine, because there's not much more things in it more idiosyncratic than being a guinea pig. Yeah.
I like the team overall.
It's a good team, and I can just. But like, again, the flaws with mine are innumerable. Like,
no, are you kidding me?
Get this lot to work together? Are you kidding me?
I actually think your team would get along pretty well. The only I could see Vita being a little bit frustrated by all the personalities, but like Bridge and Trip would get along splendidly. Dustin would.
I think Bridge and Cole would find a way to work together because of their. And by the way, in case it wasn't clear, Bridge is the leader of this team.
I was gonna say, yeah.
In case that isn't clear,
I could see that. Which
Bridge
also,
is the leader of the team.
I could see Bridge also being the one to like assemble your team, and like, you know, he picked everybody with a purpose. Like, I could see it working pretty well. I think
they're all just such
weirdos and outcasts.
Yeah, it would be a while before they, like, this, if you were to tell the story of this team, right? this wouldn't be a we're working together and summoning the Megazord perfectly in episode one, right? This is like we're going to have to deal with each other's stuff for like the first like 10 episodes, right? But then once we're in sync, everybody else in trouble, right? Once we start clicking, that's what I was going for. So
it works pretty well.
Yeah. The thing I do like about you, Sasha, is because you've got so much that they would all know how the other ones were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So they would gel very quickly.
And like, there's a lot that everyone can learn from each other. Yeah. Because you have like Ninja Storm and Jungle Fury, which use different types of martial arts styles. So you have that going on. You also have like a little bit, I mean, like unlike, I think Jungle Fury used animal spirits, whereas like Ninja Storm used elements. So you have like an interesting synchronicity. Thank you, that word, that like works together with that. And then you also have like this very military type, like Jen. And then you have Wes, who's like, what am I doing on this team? But Jen is here, so I can't complain.
Yeah.
But now, I have no regrets.
Brian, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Megaforce.
Yeah.
Is the season with Gosei, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And that's the dude that's supposed to be like a trainee of Zordon.
Correct.
So, with the exception of Doggy, all six of your rangers are linearly traced to Zordon, which I really like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that.
I mean, I had some other picks, but I figured, you know, I kind of wanted... I don't know. I figured that these guys would work well pretty... well together, and I think I didn't plan it like this, but now that I'm thinking of it, if I had to come up with a story, it would probably be like, oh, hey, Billy and Trini kind of get like time jumped somewhere and they meet different rangers from like, you know, not the too distant future or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I wrote a story, it would definitely center around Trini and Billy.
Who would be the leader of your team?
Leader, I think initially it would be Andross, but I think it would be fun. I would want to write it where Billy finally gets his moment to shine as a leader. I think that would be fun because, sure, and I don't know. I think Billy would probably be the one out of necessity because he is able to figure out so much stuff, but I definitely think initially it would be Andross. I don't know. I think it would be those two, but it wouldn't be like two alphas fighting necessarily either. So I don't know.
Brian, out of curiosity, did you, because you were kind of cutting out before, did you lose any Rangers that you really wanted on your team, but because somebody else took them, you couldn't use them?
I don't know. How do you like having Jen on your team?
Way to put it bluntly there, Brian.
Right, so I'm not going to lie to you. I metagamed the fact that Sasha was going to take Jen.
Right.
Because I was like, I'm going to take Bridge, which means she's going to take Jen.
Right. And I figured one of y'all was going to take Andross, and believe me, I was going to go with Jason, and I wasn't going to have any more MMPR people in my team. And then I thought, well, somebody's going to take him. So I might as well get him on my team because he is arguably one of the best, if not the best Red Ranger from Power Rangers. So I wanted him on my team.
So I guess question for you guys, because I wrote out like my roster of like my first pick, my second pick. Who did you not end up choosing that was on your initial list?
I can give you a couple.
Well, I was going to go with Zach, maybe.
Brian was just going to draft all of MMPRs.
No, I wasn't. No, but then also I thought, no, I wanted like Adam, but maybe from Zio. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, let's just avoid that altogether.
Yeah, I mean, also, especially when you fall into water and you become unmorphed, I mean.
Yeah.
Fair. I was actually going to go with Dino Thunder Blue, believe it or not.
Oh, Ethan.
I was going to go with Ethan. Yeah. And then I got picked two, and I was like, well, okay. I see how tonight's going. So.
I had a whole second team theme going.
Ooh.
It would have been... I don't know whether to save this for the next year, but we don't know how this goes. So it would have been Connor as my Red Ranger. It would have been Lucas as my Blue Ranger. It would have been Kimberly as my Pink Ranger. It would have been... What's his name?
Tell me this.
You guys, let me remember it, and I'll come up, and I'll come back to it. It would have been Connor, Lucas, Kimberly, Zach as my Black Ranger, and then my Yellow Ranger. Oh, who did I pick as my Yellow Ranger? Come on, brain.
Was it Taylor?
I don't know who Taylor is.
Wild Force?
No. Absolutely not. Let me call up the... Oh, it was Ashley.
Oh.
It was my Yellow Ranger. And it was going to be team, we're incredibly good looking. And we want to date all of the people.
That's actually really funny.
Because like they're all like the heartthrobs of their season.
I appreciate that, like you got like thematic teams going here. I like that.
That's how I like to do drafts. I like to have a theme.
So for me, I had kind of like four or five of each color picked. So I had Wes for Red Ranger, but I also had TJ, Scott, and Bridge and Andros. Mm-hmm. And then for Blue, I had Bridge and Tori, which you guys took. But then I had Ethan, but I also had Flynn, whose biggest character trait was just that he's Scottish, but he's still...
Is he actually Scottish, or is he just pretending to be Scottish?
He's pretending to be Scottish.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of like a slightly... stereotypical Scottish accent, but he's so adorable. For Green Black Rangers, I had Adam, Bridge, Cam. I pretty much put Bridge in here at least once, hoping. I had Dylan, but I also had Trip, and I almost went with Carlos for my Black Ranger, but I like my choice of Dylan. For Yellow, I had Summer and Ashley, but I also did have Taylor, but then I decided against her. Mm-hmm. And then for Pink Ranger, I had Cassie and Dana as well as Vita, and then my ultimate pick, Jen, just because I liked Vita as well, but I thought Dana could have been fun because I really liked her as a Pink Ranger.
I'm not going to lie. I was absolutely avoiding Lightspeed because everyone was expecting me to draft Lightspeed.
We were expecting that. Way to keep us on our toes. And then my sixth Ranger, I did go with Cam just because I really wanted him. But I almost ended up going with Gemma from RPM just because her and Wes already know each other, as has been established in Ninja Steel. So they kind of work together. So it would have been fun dynamic. But, you know, RPM still representing. So I think it all turned out okay. And I did almost pick Miss Fairweather as my mentor. Just because she is awesome.
Miss F is pretty good.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Once I got Adam Park, everything just kind of fell in place.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Did anyone get anything? Did you get anything taken from you, Mike?
No, not really. I mean, if anything, I was probably going to do something just to screw with somebody, you know, on purpose, like we would do in Awesome Mania.
Sure.
But, no, I mean, nobody was really taken away from me that I got upset about. There was, you know, like I said, once I got Adam Park and I knew I had Adam, it just kind of fell in line. I knew who I could put with Adam right away. So.
I did have a third theme, if you want to hear it.
Yes. Go for it. Let it rip. Oh, God. I'm terrified now.
All right. So this all hinges, because, again, I don't know RPM at all, right? So bear with me if I make a mistake here.
Go for it.
I think Flynn is the Green Ranger.
Blue.
He's blue. Okay.
That makes Ziggy is green.
That's better. That's better, actually.
Okay.
So it would have been Red Ranger, it would have been Nick from Mystic Force. And then you would have had Flynn is your Blue Ranger. Z is your Yellow Ranger. Cat is your Pink Ranger.
No.
And Joel is your, and Joel as your as your Green Ranger. And it would have been Team pronounces stuff weird.
Love not only the fact that you have a theme, but the specificity of said theme. It's Team Weirdo, Team Good Looking, Team Mispronounces Things. Although, oh, that's really funny.
Now imagine.
That's how I like to draw, is I have a theme that I draw.
Now imagine, like, next year when we do the second annual draft, you keep the teams the way they are right now. Those teams aren't eligible. And then you draft the team that you have to put up against that team.
But I don't want to put a team up against that team.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Uh-uh. We don't need a Power Rangers Hashtag Civil War. Thank you very much. No Power Rangers Civil War.
Quick, someone get me Spider-Man. Under Ruse.
No underoos this time.
But, hey, Mr. Krueger.
Though, well, let's be honest, you yell underoos and like everyone in Power Rangers shows up.
So with that, let's wrap up. So Brian, we're going to start with you. Where can the people find you on the social medias?
You can find me on Twitter at One Drunk Geek. Be sure to check out the new episode that's out there. You can find me on Insta at Dragon22, and you can find me on castwavestudios.com. Be sure to check out Bola Going Nowhere, and Mike, I'm sure we're going to have you on there eventually here soon. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right. Sasha?
All right, so it is Geeky Kaplan on Twitter, Geeky Captain on Instagram, geekgirl101.tumblr.com, and of course on TXHT, whatever it is, / Nerdy Notions. There, I got them all this time. Oh, and my WordPress, Geeky Captain Writes.
Don't even remember your own link.
Nope, I don't.
We just came back to do X-Men. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, you've only been recording the show for a year.
Mike usually does that part. So
that's why
forget,
that's why you do this. Hi, yep. My name's Ben. You can find me on Twitter at
Bob T. Goldfish.
You can find me doing my Power Rangers reviews over at
txhchockey.com/bens-journey.
You can find Voices from the Grid sister show, Awesome Mania, where Mike and I talk all about the ongoing events in the world of professional wrestling over at
txhchockey.com/awesomemania.
You can find me doing my video game streams over at
twitch.tv/321_TV.
Yeah. That's why you do that, Sasha.
You just make me a whipping boy.
Next time I'll make sure to pass that nerdy/notions part to Mike, I promise.
And of course for me, you can find me on Twitter at @thelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch at twitch.tv/themichaelx75, and of course everything on txhthockey.com. And of course for Sasha, it's nerdy-notions. And for us, it's /VFTG. So, Ben, with that, take us out.
As always, when we do these group recordings and when it's just me and Mike or whatever media I do, I like to conclude these things in the same way every time by saying, guys, gals, and non-aligned pals, in the words of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other. Party on, non-gender-specific honorifics.
And with that, until our next more phenomenal episode,
may the power protect you.